B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
3 o'clock hour. Brought to us by Corbley's Bakery and Deli. World-famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. In the 4 o'clock hour, Tim McManus will join us. It's a very interesting story today about analytics in the NFL, which I'll touch on in a second. But I tell you about the great people at Hooters. The young ladies dropped by some food. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we did the remote at Hooters last week. We finally got out of the studio and hung out at Hooters. And they've had some specials going on right now. So you can enjoy the 3 pounds of beer. We talked about that last week. 3 pounds of beer in an ice cold bucket, $9.95. Monday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Can't beat that. 3 pounds of beer.
That's fantastic.
Hooters is the official hangout for Wings, Beer, Hooters Girls, and Game Day. And they also now offer online ordering. They're your headquarters for football. If you can't stop by, get Hooters Wings to fly. They're great for parties. Visit northeasthooters.com. to find the location nearest you. So thanks for the girls. For my money, I got to be honest with you, this little item here was one of the great inventions of the 20th century.
The
boneless wing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's got the barbecue sauce on it. You can get the buffalo sauce on it. This is a good item.
I concur. I have one, too.
You don't have to get your hands messed up.
No,
which is key for us here.
Yes. Huge, because they did bring the regular wings too, but they're so messy to eat while you're trying to do a radio show.
Exactly. All right, this analytics thing is interesting because you know we bitch and moan more than anybody about the Phillies using analytics, right? In baseball, analytics makes people crazy.
Analytics, you use your eyes,
but in football, it's now like really welcomed. And the Eagles especially use analytics, as they've got a guy named Ryan Pagnetti in the analytics department in the booth who has a direct line of communication to Doug Peterson in-game. Now, Ryan Pagnetti, was he an ex-football player? Uh-uh. He has an economics degree from Dartmouth. Right? So he's in a booth, and he's relaying information. Right? So prior to the Eagles' third and goal play against the New England Patriots, Pagnetti tells them, if we get the fourth down, the light is green. So they go by green light, red light, or based on analytical numbers, and we love it. But when it comes to baseball, and you mention analytics, it's like, it's a bastion of the game.
It is. That is, it's interesting.
But see, it's got to be, like, if the right guy is using the analytics, it will be accepted. Gabe Kapler and Klentak are not the right guys to push analytics on this cynical fan base, but Doug Peterson is.
But he was the second. Remember the first year, people thought he was an idiot.
Right.
And he was using the analytics because
we
they
were
didn't
complaining.
Win.
Well, you're listening to some Dartmouth guy in the building. You're a former NFL quarterback. Go by feel.
Then you win a Super Bowl, and now you're everybody's coach, and everybody loves your analytics, and it's the greatest thing ever.
So if the Phillies win next year, the analytics part of what the Phillies are will be forgotten.
Absolutely. Or if Gabe was to be let go, and like Dusty Baker came in, and Dusty Baker went to a press conference.
Or Charlie.
Yes.
Charlie uses analytics.
And Charlie comes in and goes,
good.
I'm using the analytics. I think it's great. People are like, yeah, Charlie, you know about analytics.
So McManus, we'll talk about that coming up at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Nick and Ben Salem. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Hey, Mike. How you been?
What's up, Nick?
Not much. Just I haven't smoked in a minute. I forgot to give you a buzz.
Beautiful.
I'm worried like everyone else is about our secondary against Matty Ice and Julio Jones.
Uh-huh.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. So this game has you a little fret? Give you a little fret?
Yeah, I'm a little, you know, up in the air about it.
Okay. Yeah, I am too. I mean, listen, right now I'm a little afraid of the game. Now, at the start of the season when I looked at this game, I wasn't that afraid of it. But the dynamic of it, with them coming off such a terrible loss, the fact that the one weakness in the Eagles game was they couldn't cover, and now Atlanta's home, and they're going to throw the ball 40 times, I'm a little worried.
Yeah, just who knows?
Yeah, Nick, you all right?
Yeah, I'm on
Let's go with the combo here. Yeah, it's like I'm pulling words out of your mouth.
All right.
Let's flow.
All right.
All right, buddy. Nice talking to you. Nick was like, was he there or was he not?
What did he say? He was having a smoke? Is that what he said?
I'm having a smoke. Decided to call you.
That's what I thought he said.
Smoke. All right.
You know, I feel bad for some of the smokers in this building, by the way. They have to really work to smoke their cigarettes anymore.
They have to go out to the patio.
They got to go. If you're on the fourth, fifth floor, you got to go all the way downstairs. You got to make a lap. Yeah, it's a real commitment. And when the weather gets cold, it's a real, real commitment to those smokers.
Well, it's funny because I get in the elevator a lot. When I come in, they're doing the end of their, most employees in this building are doing their end of the lunch break where they grab a smoke before they go in.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as they get in the elevator, I got like secondhand smoke.
Yeah,
it's on their clothes and stuff. It's like, how could you go the rest of your day like that?
I don't know how people used to smoke in restaurants and stuff like that. That's so crazy.
I remember when the transition happened. It was like when I got home, I wouldn't even I would put the clothes like in a certain spot because I didn't even want to bring it into like the room or even really into the house.
Well, and like, did a smoking section ever actually really make sense?
No, they used to have more planes.
You know what's really funny? I was in on the ground floor that I was like trying to break into. I was a kid, like, trying to get stringer jobs in for newspapers, journalism. And I remember Bucks County Courier Times in my hometown newspaper, right? So I go in, and they wanted to test me and see, like, whether I actually knew how to write and knew how to do journalism. So they give me this assignment. It's like a summer job. They give me this assignment of going in to a restaurant and sitting at a table next to smokers and asking them to stop smoking. That was my assignment.
Ooh.
And I had to write a story about it.
How'd that go?
Well, some bucked it and some put it out.
Really?
Yeah.
See, those are still.
Some argued with me.
Right.
But, I was just trying to get like a human behavior piece going on.
Yeah.
Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Kev?
I want to talk about my boy Darren Sproles.
Yes, sir.
He said that he got 20 touches and Doug is going to wear him out. Where Darren is a senior running back on this team, right? And what Darren Sproles has done for this team, over the years, I think Darren deserves 20 carries.
It's not what you deserve.
Well, it's
what's prudent for your age.
Yeah, but look, Mike, I mean, these guys haven't done anything yet for this team.
Yeah, but you can't wear out a 36-year-old guy. That's too many touches.
They're not going to wear him out by giving him 20 touches.
Why not?
I'm just saying, this first game, why can't the guy have 20 touches?
Kevin, it's too many touches. For a 36-year-old guy. Come on, Kevin.
I called you last year about Darren Sproles, and you said Darren Sproles was done.
Well, obviously he's not done, but I don't expect him to have him 20 catches. Now, four of the catches were punt returns, right? So really he had 16 catches, 16 touches running the ball and catching the ball. That's too many.
Mike. Did you see the two-point conversion?
That's really funny. When they wear his ass out, and in the third game of the year, he gets all banged up. I want to hear you call. Why not preserve him for the whole year? You want to preserve a 36-year-old guy for the whole year.
That's right, Mike. That's what I'm saying. He's not going to get 20 touches every game.
Okay. Well, but we're talking about... You said he deserves 20 touches. He doesn't deserve 20 touches.
For the first game. For the first game.
Yeah, I disagree with you.
Okay, Mike.
All right, yeah. You want to do a little general knowledge?
Yeah.
All right, let's do the general knowledge. This is NFL Defensive Players of the Year.
I just want to be out of this building.
So in 2016, Aaron Donald has won it the last 2 years. The year before Aaron Donald did 2 years in a row, the Defensive Player of the Year came from the Oakland Raiders. Who was it?
Khalil Mack.
Correct. Khalil Mack is correct, and that qualifies you for... he won the tickets. He won the tickets to the Bounce on Broad, and I just want to be out of this building. You played? How did I not hear that?
No, I played it.
All right. He wins a $50 gift card to Hooters. Kevin with a double win.
Yeah, because the people failed. We still have three left to give out because the people failed in the 2 o'clock hour to get the answers.
Oh, okay.
So we got extra.
All right, there you go. Let's go, Thomas and Broomall. What's up, Thomas?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's going on, man?
Hey, good. I want to talk about Antonio Brown. I mean, he's a pure idiot. I mean, everything he's done already, and he hasn't even suited up for a team yet. You know, with the helmet and the feet and all that other drama. You know, now with this, you know, accusation about sexual assaulting his former trainer. I mean, how far does the NFL have to go to ban, to like get him out of the league? I mean, if this accusation becomes true, would you say he's done?
No.
Why? Because he's that good? He's that
I'm going to tell you why. So, because it's a civil suit. It's not a criminal suit. So this suit will not see the light of day in a courtroom. Now, what he will do will probably, his attorneys will foster some kind of a settlement. And even if he goes to trial, it's a preponderance of the evidence. So the civil suit will come down again. He's going to have to pay some money. Now, at that point, the NFL has to say, well, it's an allegation that he either settled or was won in a civil court. That doesn't mean he committed a criminal act.
Yeah, I got that. I mean, and when he went to the Raiders, you know, I thought that, you know, with John Gruden being their coach, I thought that, you know, he could have, you know, changed Brown's attitude. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if a coach can really change a player's attitude. They're going to act the way they do. But I think he should be gone, to be honest with you. I get he's talented. My dad's the same way. You know, they should ban him, have him try to look for a job in a grocery store at 9 to 5 and see how much money he makes over there. I mean,
that's not going to happen. See, here's the thing. I don't doubt that this happened, but the fact that he's in the news, I think, prompted this woman to come forward, right? Now, she comes forward, he settles it. Technically, there's no admission of guilt. How would the NFL handle that? How would the Patriots handle it?
Gotcha. Do you have a general
knowledge? All right. Here's your general knowledge question. It is a general knowledge question. And the question is, what are criminies and portobellos?
Mushrooms.
That's correct, Thomas. There you go. Thomas wins bouts on broad. All right. Oh, there's a great rock question in this, too. That'll be the next question. Yeah, this Antonio Brown, it's a weird thing. Because the league technically would have no grounds to act here.
Yeah,
right.
It's tough
because there's no criminal report or anything. And normally they usually act on the criminal report, not the civil settlement.
Right.
And so would the Patriots take it upon themselves to suspend him if he settles this?
See, they're in a tough spot. They apparently he knew this was coming. But he did not inform the Patriots.
Yeah, he didn't tell them.
Uh-huh.
So they're not pleased. But their hands are tied to a certain amount because they would have to state why they're suspending him.
Right.
And it hasn't even gone to trial yet. And he says, again, his side is everything that happened was consensual. And there are some strange text messages that are out there written by him where he's saying to the trainer, it was consensual in a very weird Antonio Brownish type of way. So that's going to make it all so tough because, unfortunately, without physical evidence, and we know they spent time together for a fact, it becomes his word versus her word.
Hers, yeah.
And that's what makes this such a nasty thing because I believe it may have happened as well. But
What do you do if you're him? Do you take it to court and risk losing? The standard is more likely than not that it happened. It's a very light standard. And the verdict would come down and he would owe her money. But if he settles it, technically that's not an admission of guilt.
You know what?
How would you play it?
In 2019, there's so much there's electronic paper trail left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to come down to we've seen what he's going to say to her is that you wanted this to happen. I'm interested in what she has or what somebody has about what she has said.
Uh-huh.
If she said at any point that it was consensual, then I'm taking it all the way to court because now I have proof
Yeah, but here's the problem. She's only asking for $75,000.
Right, and it's
now,
cheaper.
Now, would you risk going to court for $75,000, or would you pay that? You say, all right, I'll give you $75,000, and we put this to rest.
I would, on a multi-million dollar housing type of thing, if I'm doing real estate, I pay the $75,000. On a sexual assault, I have to take it all the way and pay whatever it takes, because personally, I couldn't have that even civilly on my record.
Well, there's, like, videos of the two of them, like, spending time together and stuff,
right,
too.
They spent a lot of time together. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty hard, it seems like, for her to prove that this happened with him denying it. It's just going to be tough.
Man, I don't know if it would be that difficult for her to prove it because of the standard in a civil case. So I would actually pay whatever she
well,
wants.
Apparently, there's a lot of footage of them hanging out together and stuff after the first of two incidents, which sometimes makes the court in rape cases think it didn't happen. That happens a lot of times. It's not fair, but that happens when women spend more time with the assailant after the fact. They then think the accuser is lying. Wrongly, but that happens all the time.
He doesn't have the best reputation right now. You're not going to find a jury who doesn't know who Antonio Brown is.
That's true, too.
All right, let's go Jared in Northeast. Jared, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jared.
Hey, yeah, I'm just calling to say no panic this week because we're not going to start off our 14-2 season with a loss to the Atlanta Falcons. Say that right now.
Well, I mean, that's the macho way of looking at it. The reality way of looking at it, the Eagles are only a point favorite in this game, and the dynamic is that the Atlanta Falcons will play a much better game than they did in game one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if we can somehow wish Schwartz to blitz, now's the time to do it, because if we're blitzing, making Matt Ryan panic, he's not going to be able to get the ball out in time. We can just get
but
that
you
up.
Think Matt Ryan, as long as he's been in the league, is a panicky quarterback? On a blitz, how many times did they try to blitz Matt Ryan in his career? If you send a safety, right?
Right.
Do you think that's you're more inclined to get burnt by a veteran quarterback?
Yeah, man, that's what I had to do, because who's going to really stick Julio?
Then don't you make it easier for Julio to get sprung free? If he stands in there against a blitz, Julio Jones has the whole field.
Right. We're going to come up with something that we're going to beat him, because like we did last year.
I'm glad you're positive.
But I wanted to say something about the guy that called in yesterday.
Yes.
He got to call in.
Uh-huh.
Only thing I believe him about is that he was embarrassed. I don't believe the rest of the story.
All right. Well, you're entitled to believe what you want. Now, all I can tell you is that when I talked to him before he got in the air, the guy was really distraught and very emotional. And said that his friends are turning on him, and his boss threatened to fire him, and his wife threatened to leave him, and he was very emotionally frantic. Now, hopefully, he's reached a point in his life where he's got to change his ways.
Hey, what if he's just scared that he's going to get smacked around by somebody out in public? I'm like, oh, you're that guy.
Well, whatever it is, he still had a lot of angst and remorse about what he did. Whatever the ramifications are, the ramifications are out there.
Yeah, hopefully he meant what he said. I don't believe him. I just think
that's fine.
He was more so embarrassed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Eagles are going 14-2 this year. Phillies are going to win. We're going to the playoffs, too.
Eagles are going what in three?
14-2.
14-2. Oh, okay.
Yep. I'll call you back about it. Remember
what I said. All right. Well, I hope you're right. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, let me get
fictional it. Business owners. I'm going to give you a character. You tell me what his business was. Tony Stark, who was Iron Man. What was his business?
Tony Stark?
Yes.
I don't know. Probably a loan shark or something.
Really? Oh, man. Loan shark. Tony Stark owned a weapons company.
Stark Industries. Come on.
That's right.
Loan Shark. What are you doing? Payday loans? Come on. Tony Stark. Get your payday loans?
Kevin in Roxborough. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Kevin.
Yo, what's up, guys?
I'm having
a smoke. I decided to call you. Yeah. All right. So I got a couple points about the Eagles. And what I think a lot of the fans need to understand is that within the last 2 years, the Eagles have really pivoted towards being an offensive team. You know, we've had to lock up a couple guys. We, you know, upgraded running back, upgraded wide receiver, locked up Carson Wentz. And, yeah, we paid Brandon Graham and stuff like that. But people are just going to have to get over the fact that of blitzing, because every stop that Jim Schwartz has ever made in the league. He's always relied on this front four. So they're going to have to step up, and they're just going to have to do just enough for our offense to take over. Like, we didn't score for a quarter and a half. We still hung 32 on the Redskins. I know their defense isn't world beaters, but I feel like we just have to have confidence in our offense as long as everybody stays healthy. But that's kind of the route that we're going to have to go.
You know, I agree with you 100%. You know, what's funny about fans is that they know what a person's certain style is, and yet they bang their head against the wall for him to change it. Like the Phillies and this launch angle thing. Well, they should play small ball, and they should hit down on the ball, and their launch angle. Dude, that's just the way they teach anymore. What are you going to, like, you're frustrating yourself and think they're going to change things. They're not. And Schwartz is not a blitzer. So anyway, well, Schwartz has to blitz more. It's not what he does.
I mean, with that being said, and obviously I'm not a defensive coordinator here, but I feel like if there was any time, like, and I know that this has been mainly phased out because quarterbacks don't do 5-7-step drops anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're worried about the corners getting burnt, then how about pepper in like one or two corner blitzes a game, have a safety shade over, you know, to have somebody close to the line of scrimmage than having a safety come up. Matt Ryan reading, you know, that it's a blitz. Maybe
I'm trying to figure out which cornerback do you think would be good enough for that?
I'd probably Russell, not Darby or anything mm-hmm. like that. I mean, personally, I don't think any of them are particularly great, you know, blitzers. I mean, they haven't had to do that in most of their career. But if we're so worried about them getting burnt over the top, then, I mean, you might as well, if you're going to send a guy, mm-hmm. send that guy.
All right.
Have, you know, a safety who has a 10-yard, you know, spot on a guy, then maybe.
Here's the thing. You got to trust your players if you're going to do stuff like that. I don't know if Schwartz has enough trust in his secondary right now.
That's fair. That sticks defense proves it to you.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's do a general knowledge question for you. Cartoon villains. You a big cartoon guy?
Not really.
All right, we'll give it a shot here. Let's go with Cobra Commander.
I'm going to say
Cobra Commander. Goes way back. She should know this. You probably.
Yeah, I'm only 29.
You sound like you're a little older there. He had an older voice, didn't
it? It doesn't matter. They just did a movie.
Yeah, Cobra Commander is
The Rock was in it.
G.I. Joe.
It's not that long
Cobra
ago.
Commander.
Come on. That's terrible.
610-632-0975. Mike Mesnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports. Philly back after this.
The Mike Mesnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hour. Mike Mesnelli Show brought to you by Core Police Bakery and Deli. More famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays every bit as good. Let's get a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 1,000 votes on this one so far. As we look toward the Falcons game, how are you feeling? 74% say confident, 26% say concerned.
Is that going up, that 26%?
Yeah, you talked them up.
I talked them up?
Yes, because it was 22%, wasn't it?
The more nervous you are, the more the people are going to be nervous.
Well, listen, I got called the way I see it. I'm a little nervous about this game. Line is short. The Falcons can throw the football. The Eagles didn't get a rush last week, and their cornerbacks are a little shaky right now.
You see, I don't think the line's short.
Okay.
Because before the season, this was one of the 4 games Vegas projected that they would be underdogs, and lo and behold, they are favorites. That's why I'm not, that's part of the reason why I'm not nervous. Because they were supposed to be underdogs in this game, and they're not.
The Falcons lost 33-3.
Yeah. Eagles were supposed
that
to be
shape a line a little higher than one.
Well, there's, I think they were supposed to be 3.5 or 4 points underdogs.
But supposed to be was before they lost 33-3.
And the line moved 6 points. That's a lot to me. 6 points is a lot to me in Vegas.
Yeah, 6 points is a lot. The Falcons being the favorite against the Eagles, I think, was a bogus early season number anyway.
Yeah, Green Bay, I think there's two more. I think the Bears and...
there's a Phillies game on tonight. So I know you're going to be buried in Philly since you're down close to being back on the bandwagon after one victory, which is not the case for most Philly fans. They win one game and they go, oh,
I'm not back
and
yet.
And they're only two out.
I need two more.
Listen, you have left the door.
I need two more wins.
Wide open.
Two more wins.
To get back in because you had pronounced that you were completely out.
Yeah.
And now, He was out.
Yeah, he said he was out.
Now he has opened the door again.
He has his toe in.
Now, it's Atlanta is a favorite tonight.
Arnie, I thought I saw the Phillies.
Atlanta is a favorite in the game. -130. Dallas Keuchel against your boy, Zach Eflin.
Oh, Eflin the ace.
Yes. And the lineup has been posted against the lefty Keuchel.
Who the Phillies should have
signed. All right, so here we go. A new leadoff hitter. El Mambo is your leadoff hitter tonight.
Oh, okay.
Realmuto hits two. Harp, big fella. Jetpacks in the five hole. CD, Corey Dickerson hitting sixth. Cecita! Hitting seventh, and, oh, yes, hitting eighth, playing third base, your boy, Jay, no, what's his nickname? I forget what his nickname is.
I don't know.
What is it?
I honestly don't know.
Sean Rodriguez is in the lineup. No Franco tonight. They play Franco a couple games.
He's Chi-Chi, and it's the
that's
same.
That's right, Chi-Chi.
Nah, and this is the same lineup as last night, where they hit all the home runs.
Chi-Chi back in the lineup tonight against the soft-tossing Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, but Keuchel should...
Keuchel what?
He should be a Phillies pitcher.
Well, he's not. But he's 7-5 with a 3.47 ERA. And Atlanta, losing last night because their pitcher couldn't get an out early, is -130.
Outright!
You like the Phils?
Yeah.
You do, huh?
The question is, can they take care of business today and tomorrow? And if they can do that, well, then Friday, I'm back.
So they had a chance to win tomorrow because they usually smash Tehran around. Who's pitching for the Phillies tomorrow? Who's after F? Vinny?
Or is it Drew? Smiley.
Is Vinny Smiley just or went, Vinny?
Didn't he? Oh, it might be Vinny.
Hey, it's Vinny.
I'm going to look it up. Smiley
tomorrow?
Yeah. Vinny just pitched.
I'm not feeling good about Smiley against the Braves.
Smiley has pitched either really well or really terrible.
Yeah, I'm not feeling him against the Braves. A hitting lineup like the Braves. With Joe in West Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, what's up, Mike and the Outsiders? What's going on,
Joe?
You know what? I hear you talking about the Antonio Brown situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, should that alert the NFL that a lot of these guys could really be targets? I mean, when you hear these stories, I mean, it's always like the other way. You know.
Yeah, I don't think that dude's a target. I mean, he's been messing with this girl for like 10 years.
Yeah, if something as heinous as rape, you want to say that it's a civil suit, you want $75,000. That seems like something that's really petty. You know what I mean? It's getting taken to the...
Yeah, I don't know if you can say that. When it comes to sexual harassment, I don't know if a male can pronounce sentence on one way or the other.
But, I mean, for her not to do criminal charges, I mean, all she wants is some money. I mean, if this heinous act took place, you want to tell
her... Well, it's probably the statute of limitations has run, and she can't pursue criminal charges.
Oh, that's what you think it is?
Yes.
I mean, $75,000? I mean, how much money? I mean, that's been like a check that she just wants to vote out something quick and fast. I mean, to me, it seems like a lot of this stuff is targeted. He's been in the news the last couple of months.
Well, you can give me a bit, like, since he's in the news lately, maybe that gave her the idea to come out. It's possible, but that doesn't mean she wasn't sexually harassed.
I mean, it doesn't mean, but sometimes if you're in the company of $1 million athlete, and then you back to, you know, regular life, I mean, some people can't handle that.
Yeah,
you
but she didn't come out after he signed a $30 million contract. She came out, like, recently. He's only making $9 million now.
Oh, yeah, but money is money. You know what I'm saying? It's $1 million, $2 million more than she probably has. I mean, she's a trainer. She went to college with him and all that kind of stuff. It sounds like so much background to this story. It sounds like a scoring love story.
I don't know at this point how you can stick up for this dude in any form.
I'm not really.
If this dude came in with clean hands, then I can see it.
Mike, I'm talking about football shenanigans is different from a sexual.
I know,
assault.
I get it, but this guy's got dirty hands. I mean, this guy.
This chick story just doesn't even make sense. I mean, to me, you always want to believe a victim, of course, but. Everything is, you know what I mean? You don't believe people set people up in this type of game?
Well, guess what? Then he should take it to court.
Huh?
Oh, he should take it to court then. Let it be litigated. Let's see how innocent he is.
And he's supposed to be counter-suited for extortion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, extortion is for her. I mean, women are scoring. And things like that happen.
Well, see, you got a little bit of a sexist attitude with that.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah. Women are scoring. See, you're throwing a blanket. That's not right. Come on, man. Come on. You got to break through. It's 2019 now.
But every woman in the clan is something is not.
Yeah, you got to go, man. You're getting a little too deep with the disrespect.
Yeah, the courts will figure this out, or we'll figure out his reaction. Yeah. Right now, clearly they had a relationship. And these incidents, one happened in 2017.
It's a typical male attitude.
Yeah. Oh, it's
a target. It's a target. You know, these women come out of the woodwork. Come on. You can't have that attitude.
I like how, and then he's like, women scorned.
Yeah, a woman scorned.
And this dude's showing that he's kind of a jerk. She may not want anything to do with him. He may have just committed a crime. How about that? Like, it could be just that simple.
Yeah. All right, 610-620-9975. It is General Knowledge Wednesday, so let me give you the lowdown on General Knowledge Wednesday. We are giving away a pair of tickets to an interesting little deal here. It is the Boxing on Broad, Bouts on Broad, Boxing to the Broad Street Met, Saturday, October 19th. It'll be a fun night. Boxing matches are always fun to go to. Tickets are on sale this Friday at noon, but if you get a question correctly, you'll get a pair of tickets to Bouts on Broad. Plus, each hour, one person who gets a question correct will win a $50 gift card to Hooters if you hear the sound bite. I just want to get out of this building. Catch all the football action at Hooters this season.
I just want to be out of this building.
Enjoy game day specials all season long. All the games, all the wings, all season at Hooters. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, the Fanatic General Knowledge Wednesday. Phillies tonight against the Atlanta Braves, Eagles, Sunday night. Big Sunday night game at Atlanta Falcons. That was a perfect weekend for me, man. I get back Sunday from Penn State, chill out a couple hours, wait for the Sunday night game.
That's great for you.
Normally it would be a bad Sunday.
Yeah, I hate Sunday night. I don't like Monday night. I don't like Thursday night. Sunday, 1 o'clock, football for me, but suck it up this week.
Yeah. Going to be a nice weekend, I think, at Penn State.
Yeah, you're going to have fun out there.
Let's see. Sunny?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice weekend.
Nothing like a September game. November games are bad, Penn State.
Gets cold. Good. Cold.
Yes. Sean, Jenkintown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to say, I can't believe the guy would wait on hold for that long just to stop the nonsense he was just talking about with the last caller. And then
with the Antonio Brown situation?
Like, just, like, defending him. Like, he's, he's some stand-up guy. Like, you know, just, I understand.
There are people out there who will defend athletes at any cause, you know?
Yeah.
It's the athlete they're, that's always right. I actually look at it the opposite way.
And then I wanted to actually kind of disagree with you a little bit, because you're talking about how you don't think that Antonio Brown can get suspended with, you know, the fact that it's a civil case, not a criminal case. Just because of the fact that if you look at a lot of the people that have gotten suspended recently, if you look at Zeke Elliott, he got suspended twice, once for, I think, like jumping in a barrel or something. And then, you know, he wasn't found guilty of anything else. You had Tom Brady, who wasn't found guilty of anything. Even, you know, Ray Rice, you know, the video evidence was there. He clearly was guilty, but in a court of law, he was never found guilty. So I think that, you know, the NFL can hold people accountable, even if...
Yeah, they could. It's kind of a, more of a dangerous precedent than an actual criminal situation. So if, like, if he pays this off, like, first of all, I don't know what kind of lawyer she has, only asking for $75,000. But she's only asking for $75,000. If he gets her $75,000, what is the NFL going to take that as an admission of guilt?
I mean, it's not an admission of guilt, but I mean, there, you know, there's at least some evidence with the emails that were sent to her and stuff like that. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, overall, I've seen plenty of times that the NFL hasn't had someone being found guilty. And if he was actually found guilty in a criminal court of law, he'd be in a lot more trouble than worrying about a suspension from the league.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a very unusual spot with this. Now, they may decide to go a couple games, but I don't know if they have these hard and fast rules now for suspensions. And I don't know if they have a rule that accounts for civil liability.
Yeah, like I said, I just kind of always thought that, you know, just with the precedents that they have set so far, you know, the ability to suspend him is there, at least if they want to. Not to mention, I kind of feel that they want to suspend him as is, just for, you know, everything that's going on in the past. I think that they don't want to, you know, let every, you know, bad or every good player in a bad team, you know, act like a crazy person until they're, you know, out of their contract.
All right, we'll see.
So.
All right, bro. You want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
Okay. We are at cartoon villains. Oh, did I just do that? What am I in?
Yeah, got Cobra Commander of all things.
Okay.
Wrong.
We're in general knowledge. So let's go with this one. In 2013.
I just want to be out of this building.
All right. So you're playing also for a $50 Hooters gift card, bro.
Okay.
Extra pressure. In 2013, Rolling Stone conducted a poll to find the worst rock band of the 1990s. Name one of the three worst bands that were identified.
I'm going to guess Creed and Nickelback would be probably two of them.
You got two of the three, bro. Hold on a second. and the third one, Nat?
I mean, those were my go-to.
I did it all for the nookie.
Oh, Limp Bizkit. Oh.
Yes.
You know what? He's producing movies now.
Fred Durst?
Yes.
Really?
He's got this. It's a big movie, too, he's involved in. I read it the other day.
Wow.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
But those first two bands. You know, I once got jumped at a party because of Creed.
Why?
What?
All right, so I didn't know the backstory. I get invited to this barbecue, and this guy was tuning up his acoustic guitar, so I was already rolling my eyes. And then the guy, and he started playing Creed songs.
Oh, no!
So, but there was background, but I didn't know it. So at the time, at the party, I was like, what? Like, and I was like, he's just a bad version of Eddie Vedder, the lead singer of Creed. I said he's a bad, homeless version of Eddie Vedder. Well, apparently one of their friends had passed away, and he was a big Creed fan. So they were very attached to that band. So when I started destroying them, because I didn't let off, I was like, they're terrible. You shouldn't play this song. This is garbage. This is wretched. And next thing you know, the guys wanted to physically fight me at this barbecue. Because I was like, I went back off, though, once they threatened the physical.
Wait, they got brought out an acoustic guitar and started playing Creed?
Yes, and I was like, why are you playing this? This is terrible.
That reminds me of that scene in Animal House where Belushi saw the guy on the steps. The guy with his guitar smashing against the wall.
But all of them, they were so happy about it. And I had the complete opposite reaction. But I guess it was connected to one of their friends that had passed away, and it was a whole thing. But they didn't tell me that. So I just reacted to the bad music. I don't want to hear eyes wide open at a barbecue ever.
But you know what's terrible is that, like, I know every word to all of those songs.
Of course you do, but they're
To Creed, Nickelback, I know every word.
Nickelback,
I'm not proud of it.
And Nickelback
it's not because
every
I like
bit
it.
As bad. So bad. Creed.
Well, yeah, everybody rips into Nickelback. You know, Creed, Eyes Wide Open.
That was horrendous.
It makes you cry, doesn't it?
No. Tears of pain.
Durst directed the new Travolta movie.
The one that he was
promoted
in here for?
Yeah, where he was in here for.
He's promoted.
We're on the midday show.
Wow.
He was called The Fanatic.
Yeah.
Good for him. He did a couple music videos back in the day. They talked about it on MTV. But I didn't know he was doing, like,
he's directing
movies. That's good for him.
Look, I mean, you hate on Nickelback and Creed, but they're still going strong.
And everybody kind of knows, like, Nookie. Like, if that came on, we all know it.
I mean, and what was their other one?
Faith.
Don't get that.
Gotta have faith.
I wasn't Olympus.
That does not surprise me in the least.
No. 4 o'clock hour is ahead. And Tim McManus will join us at 4:10. Right back after this, Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.